So the NBA has done a wonderful thing. They're getting rid of probably one of the more dangerous parts of the sport out of here. And I've been calling for this for years now, and finally somebody is listening to me. Thank you, Adam Silver. This is probably the best rule that you could put out there for player safety in the NBA. And what could that be? Well, there's no more hugging, there's no more handshakes, pre-game, post-game, and to make sure that we're preventing it, we've got security guards lining up at half court, making sure nobody, and I mean nobody, gets a hug, gets a handshake, before game, after the game. Now, there is going to be a very sketchy part for about 48 minutes, though, a little bit over 48 minutes of in-game action. Because what if Rudy Gobert wants to go around hugging people in the middle of the first quarter? We cannot have that. Basketball cannot allow Rudy Gobert or any other player to be roaming around hugging other players. Sure, it's a nice gesture, but it's a harmful one. It ruins careers. It shortens lives. And honestly, we don't need that. Think about how much longer great athletes like Larry Bird, like Michael Jordan, like Shaq, could be playing still. Well, probably not still, especially Larry. But think about how much longer they could have been playing if hugging was banned from the NBA back then. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Plus, who knows, maybe it puts another 10 more years on their lives. Hugging's very dangerous, and shaking hands is very dangerous. And we could still have Vince Carter in the league. We could still have guys like that. We could have LeBron James for another 5-6 years if there's no more hugging from this day on in the NBA, no more handshakes. And honestly, look, I know they've said it's only set up for opposing teams. But I think we need to extend this a little bit farther. I don't think you should be allowed to hug or shake the hand of anybody on your team. I don't think you should hug or shake the hand of any random stranger. I don't think you should hug your children. If you're an NBA player, you don't get to hug your children. You don't get to shake your boss's hand, your coach's hand. You don't get to hug your mom, your dad, your wife, your uncle, your grandpa, your grandma, your aunt, anybody like that. You cannot hug them at all. You can't even hug your fifth grade history teacher, if they're still in your life. But with that being said, I think it's a great part for the sport. I think we should probably be doing this throughout the rest of society. Hugging is dangerous, and I think the NBA, while it is a risky move, not allowing hugs because it's been so normalized throughout everywhere. But look, they're trying to get player safety on the rise. They're trying to lengthen careers, lengthen lives. And honestly, I think that's going to help out the rest of the world. Get rid of hugging. Get rid of handshakes. And honestly, the NBA is doing a very noble thing right here. And I highly, highly, highly respect their decision. But I do think it should have came sooner, years ago. With that being said, that's all I really have to say. Just stop hugging people, stop giving handshakes. If you have any hope, any aspiration, if you somehow have the potential of going pro, I'm going to tell you right now, do not hug another person for the rest of your life, especially if that person is Rudy Gobert. But it's going to help you out in the long run. It'll help you out in the long run, and just trust me on this one, as I have a lot of potential to go to the NBA as a player. I'll probably be playing till I'm 60 if I follow the NBA's new rule. So will guys like Ja Morant, Luka Doncic. Giannis will probably get to be playing till he's about 50. Vince Carter, I think he'll come back next year just because of how dangerous hugging is. But he may get to play another 5-10 years. Great shot, just like Kyle Korver, like I brought up earlier. But with that being said, really have nothing else more to say. So we're going to end this on an awkward note. Go listen to whatever podcast you like to listen to. This is just reminding you of new rules around the NBA and the world of sports. So See ya.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.